Something amazing happened to me yesterday. This is Chris Johnson. I was deciding, you know, what I was going to release for today's podcast. I got like 10 things already cut and ready to roll. I mean, I got stuff about how it's okay to hate your family. I got stuff about, you know, fucked up stories about me as an intern at a bar. Some men's room shit, some stuff about anxiety, some crazy stories from fucking work. And then I started thinking about, you know, my shit luck with relationships. You know, my wife leaves, the last girl I dated just thought, you know what, fuck this guy. I'm not going to fucking text him back anymore. He sucks. I started focusing on that, focusing on the relationship aspect for a while. Like, oh, maybe I should cut a new podcast about how I'm a fucking mess. I mean, those are always good, right? And then I heard something. I heard five words. Five words that changed my perspective on relationships. Made me think that, fuck, asshole, you've been doing it all wrong. You don't know what the fuck you're doing out there. You got to listen to this guy, because he knows what the fuck's up. Those five words, grab them by the pussy. Grab them by the pussy. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Donald Trump, presidential candidate. And now, before I go any further, I should put a disclaimer here. I don't give a fuck if you support Trump. I don't give a fuck if you support Hillary Clinton. I don't give a rat's ass. This isn't a fucking political post. And if you think it is, I can't do anything about it. I can't do anything about you liking or disliking the fact that I'm talking about Donald Trump's fucking grab them by the pussy tape. It's amazing. And I got to fucking talk about it. So I'm fucking talking about it. I couldn't fucking wait. It happened. I thought, holy shit, I'm fucking talking about that. Can you deal with that? Can you deal with it? Can you fucking handle it? Can you wrap your fucking arms around it and not be a pussy? If I can use that term in a different context. If you don't know, here's what happened. A old videotape from Access Hollywood, that dumb fucking idiot, you know, fucking celebrity show. Apparently Trump was on it in 2005. And he was on a bus with Billy Bush, who is getting a fucking pass here, because it's another huge piece of shit. That fucking guy's act was just as repulsive. What a fucking frat boy douche he is. They're on this bus, and there's a fucking hot mic. Trump's talking about, like, trying to fuck this married woman, which, for me, is strike one. I heard that right off the bat, thought, wow, you're a fucking asshole. And then he's talking about how he's got all this fucking money, and when he's around these fucking beautiful women, he's just got to fucking kiss them. You know what I mean? Just can't fucking help it. Just got to fucking kiss them. Got to play a little grab ass. And then he says that because of his money, the women will let him do anything. Let him do anything. You know, grab him by the pussy. I don't even know where to fucking begin with this, because it's so fucking incredible. Let's start with the adultery. I want to start right off the bat with the adultery. To me, there's nothing fucking worse. There's nothing fucking worse than that. If you fucking cheat on your wife, or, you know, your partner, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever the fuck, you're fucking with somebody's life. And it might not be your life, and it's not just her life or his life, the person that you're fucking. It's the lives of the people they're tied to. So this is number one. Now let's go to the funner stuff. Donald Trump says he wants to get with this woman. So he wanted to take her to the furniture store. I got to start taking notes. Okay, furniture store. That's where we go. I the last person I went out with, I didn't go to the furniture store with. I wasn't thinking when I was dating her, man, if I really want to close the deal, I got to go to the goddamn furniture store. Let's go to fucking IKEA. Doesn't this guy have better moves than, you know what I said to her? I said, let's go to the fucking furniture store. So I took her. Is that really going to get her hot? Come on, bro. The fuck? The hell's the matter with you? The fucking furniture store? Jesus H. Christ. Furniture store, that's the shit you do when you're fucking married for like 5 years. Like, hey, what are we doing today? I don't know, man. Let's go to the fucking furniture store and then Home Depot. You know, I don't know. I don't know if we have time. You know, it's like Frank the Tank. I also like that the big move was to grab them by the pussy. And I was trying to think, like, I've never tried that move. I've never tried that move on anybody. You know, I remember sitting in this auditorium in Troy with the girl I was dating. You know, you're just watching, you see these other people there. So, and you see this one guy, like, you know, pull the fucking yawn, stretch, arm around the girl. Is the grab them by the pussy move something like that? Like, oh, you know, stretch. I'm just going to stretch out. And kind of like, instead of putting your arm around him, you just, you know, put the clamps on. Put the clamps on the snatch. Jesus. I have a feeling, though, if I tried the grab them by the pussy move, that I might be getting grabbed by the balls by Francois while he's fucking me up the ass in a jail cell. And how about the fucking bro language between Billy Bush and Trump on the fucking bus? Like they've never seen a fucking attractive woman before? Like, don't you fucking hate that shit? Am I the only one who fucking hates that shit? Like, oh, look at the fucking tits on her. Bro, have you guys seen the internet? You can fucking see tits anytime you want to see tits. And speaking of tits, Donald Trump has bigger tits than most women I see. Who's fucking this guy? Donald Trump is fucking hideous. Like, he's got his fucking hair is a mess. He's got these fucking droopy jowls. He's got, you know, fucking double D tits that he hides behind his suit. The guy's a gross looking dude. I mean, who wants to fuck Donald Trump? If Donald Trump didn't have suits that were lined with fucking hundreds, nobody would fuck that guy. If you want to follow along with my Twitter feed and give me some other great dating tips, you can catch me at Johnson Hates You.